I'm not green and you're not green, but he is green and plasticine to boot. Hokey pokes and tells the folks some hokey jokes about artichokes and flutes. Yes, here comes Gumby. He's making everybody happy.
Well, Hawkey, come on in.
Hello, Mr. Hello, Leon.
Well, Hawkey, what's on your mind? What can I do for you?
You see, I've been in cartoons a long time, and I was thinking I thought if I had a chance to act in the features, what's Errol Flynn got that I haven't?
You mean to say you want to get out of your cartoon contract?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, it's all right with me. You sure you know what you're doing?
Yes.
Well, if you say so, I'll tear up your contract, if that's what you want.
Yes.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, it's all right with me. Okay, Porky. Don't forget me when you're a star. He'll be back.
Yeah, I quit. Well, now you go out to the studio and you tell them I sent you. Remember, don't pay less than $6,000 a week. Boy, now is my chance. Leon, you ought to be glad to get rid of Porky. How about me taking his place? Why, I'm a better actor than he ever was. Watch this.
It's one of the few times that Daffy felt really, you know, had a bad conscience about what he had done. And Porky went through a lot of changes, you know. I mean, I've heard that he went through serious changes and, you know, didn't know who he was and went through a real personality crisis.
Porky had a lot of time on his hands after he quit the studio. He used to hang around Edgar Bergen's house. It was actually pretty funny. He would talk to Charlie McCarthy as if the dummy were a real person.
Porky was like an uncle to me. It was pretty obvious that he just wasn't happy after he left Warner's. He really let himself go, and he put on a lot of weight. We were all very worried about him. You know, I guess I was too young to realize it at the time, but looking back on it now, I guess that Uncle Porky was having a nervous breakdown.
This was a very rough time for Porky. Nobody trusted him. He couldn't get any work as an actor. Nobody trusted that he could show up on the set and so forth and so on. So he decided to, of all things, to direct a movie.
Well, Porky's movie, I never saw it, but apparently it was a pretty big flop, you know, an embarrassment around town.
Gang, and now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show. I drew this cartoon all by myself, but shucks, it wasn't hard because I'm an artist. I hope you like it. Yeah, thank you.
An unmitigated disaster.
No. The movie was way ahead of its time. I don't think people understood the movie. Porky got a lot of bad press about that I thought was completely unwarranted. You know, people put Porky down. But let me ask you something. Who do you see at the end of a Warner Brothers cartoon? Do you see Foghorn Leghorn? Do you see Daffy Duck? No. You see Porky Pig.
That's all, folks.
Thank you. Here is a tail to make your creche fleet. It'll give you poos gimples. It's a story for Feeboak and Biggle Toe Peep. That's we folk and bigger people, too. It's a story about Cinderella, who lived in a big hark douse with her mean old Mepstother and her two sissy uglies. And they made Cinderella do all the wordy dirt while they sat around cheating awklets and magging ridicules. And one day when Cinderella was in the kitchen flopping the moor, the two sissy uglies came in and said, "Guess what? The Prancing Hints is brewing a fancy thrush drawl, and we're invited. It's too bad that you can't go." So Cinderella went back into the kitchen with ears in her ties, and she was just about to chickasee a frickin' when suddenly there was a blinding flash of flight. And standing beside her was a futile berry. And Cinderella said, "Who are you and what do you want?" And the futile berry said, "Oh, well, I'm your berry fudgather." And Cinderella said, "Well, may I go to the ball?" And the fairy said, "Well, that's quite a wish," but she said, "Okay." So she waved her magic wand, and instantly Cinderella was transformed into a babishing Rudy. She had a long white gap and sound and a necklace of poopies and rurals. And on her few were two tiny sass clippers. And the fairy said, "Now you may go, but you must promise to be mown by midnight." And Cinderella said, "Okay." So she was off. And soon she cast to the camel. That's came to the castle. And Cinderella jumped out, and the first poop depot she ran into were the two sissy uglers. And she was so beautiful, they didn't even Cinderize recognize. So they introduced her to the Prancing Hints, and he said, "May I have this chance?" He said, "You're so beautiful, you remind me of Beep and Slooty." He was just about to ask for her mare and handage when suddenly the strock clattered to strike 12. And Cinderella banned from the roll. But as she did, one of the sass clippers slipped from her soot. The Prancing Hints picked it up, and he says, "Now all I have to do is find the woman whose soot this flipper sits, and I'll know whom I've lolled and fubbed." So the next day, he went from house to house, and you can't turn that around. And soon he came to the sin where House Torella lived, and he docked on the north. And who should come to the door but the two sissy uglers? And he says, "I'm looking for the woman who sits this flipper sits." Well, of course, there were beat were too fake. But then it was Cinderella's turn, and guess what? The clipper pitted perfectly, they were married, and they have lively ever after. And that's the end of the story of Cinderella. But you see, there's a moral to this fairy tale, because Cinderella never gave up. And as you walk down the pathway of life, never give up. Christopher Columbus never gave up. Benjamin Franklin never gave up. Abraham Lincoln never gave up. Oliver Twiddledee, who's he? You see, you don't know, because he gave up. And always remember this little philosophy. You see, some of our snubbers will trawl, and some of our bubbles are trig. But if we Trent had no hubbles, how could we blackignize our restings?
We laughed and we danced when we walked in the rain. What you're worth. Three balls for a dollar. Little Richard's world of mirth. At beer and gotta guess your weight. Swing that hammer for a lark. Bet your cotton candy kid. There's six carnies searching for a mark. Roller coaster, your head begins to swim. The ride jockeys are laughing in the dark. Seems they kicked the shit out of a townie for a joke. Guess that's why they call this the amusement park. Get your popcorn, switchblade souvenirs, see all your dollars worth. Bring something home for baby from Little Richard's world of mirth. Visit Ohio's ball, two-headed calf, ride the tilted world. And for all your farmers, you got girls, 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 girls. Beer. Generators staying on past 10. Bride and flower of New Galilee and the contortionist, the groom. Preachers on the sky will give him room. It's a rough, untutored hand who attends this most unholy birth. Careless with the forceps and Little Richard's world of mirth. The possum belly sways with empty cans and kerosene. Will be but a soiled memory when the adjusters make the scene. So pull down the cabinets, get them rolling. Throw the geeks back on the truck. We'll turn what's left of Pennsylvania into Hell's County Fair. With any luck, we'll leave behind piss, yellow grass, entertainment, death, and worse. Man, life ain't no circus. It's a carnival. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to Little Richard's World of Mirth.
So I thought that would wake you up a little bit, maybe. If not, just go back to sleep. Nothing to see here. I'm your host, KBC, and this is another edition of the Bit Slap, another wildcard edition. We fed them through the randomizer. This is what they threw back at us. I take no more responsibility than that. I invented the randomizer, and it's taken over my life. What can I tell you? We started with Flo and Eddie. We Are All Gumby. From a whole album of Gumby songs called We Are Gumby or something like that. There are more. They're not in the randomizer today. Tough luck. The Porky Pig tribute from something on TV many, many, many years ago. Don't know if it was a whole Porky Pig show or the randomizer. Doesn't tell us. It just spits them out and we have to live with them. Jack Ross after that. Cinderella. You remember that from the 60s. The Charlatans, When the Movies Are Over, and The Dysfunctionals, Little Richard's World of Mirth. And we're not in Little Richard's World of Mirth anymore, folks. It's not funny being Little Richard anymore. And, well, I have nothing to tell you, really, except that today's show is brought to you by the letter E, which in my book always stood for excellent, but today probably means empty. So stay tuned. We have more. The randomizer tells us. I have no idea what's coming up next. I have to wait for the guy to read the playlist just like you do. So stay with it, and we'll be back.
I can understand their feelings because they are about to play sideways through the sewers of the Strand on a Sunday afternoon.
Who's that bloke?
Sideways through the sewers of the Strand will be our honeymoon. Ankle deep, folks, in sludge, dear, we'll walk hand in hand. They do say that the sewers of the Strand are the finest in the land. Sideways through the sewers of the Strand will be paradise for two. Who cares if the atmosphere is blue? 'Cause there's a nothing wrong,
yes,
with a good old British bong. Sideways through the sewers of the Strand, we the you lot of boy. Ah, my darling little bride, we met by accident, folks. She ran over me in a tram. Her name was Beulah. Mine was Jim. I was glad they called me Jim, folks, because that was my name. I found out that she'd been going out with an Irish dentist called Phil McCavity. He walked with a pronounced limp. L-I-M-P, pronounced limp, folks. Oh, the worry turned me gray. This gave me a strange appearance as I was bald at the time. Ah, the first time I met her was late, early one morning in spring. There was a heavy dew on the grass. He'd just been thrown out of a synagogue for eating during the sermon. I told her, darling, let me take you away from the squalor you live in and live in the squalor I live in. So, we were married in the spring, folks. We had the reception in the pond. There was plenty to drink, folks. And then off we went, folks. Sideways through those naughty sewers of the naughty Strand will be a paradise for two, not one, but two, folks. Who cares if the atmosphere is blue? Who said that? 'Cause there's nothing wrong, is there, with a good old British bong? Sideways through the sewers of the Strand with you, I don't mean maybe.
Wait a minute.
I'm
now that we got a date, I said, well, what are we gonna do? I mean, I thought we might start out by painting the town tonight. She said, oh, no, we won't. I said, we will. And she said, we won't. A smoke? No, no, no. Dance? No, no, no. Drink? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Well, I refused to go and sit through a horrible picture show. And no TV, my hun, no sitting and watching Ed Sullivan. Cards? No, no, no. Dice? No, no, no. Dope? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Well, what else can we do? Let's go to the park, the park, the park. Oh, no, it's too dark, too dark, too dark. Well, what else can we do? You better go up and hit the sack right now. She's impossible, gee, what a creep. Well, what else can we do? Let's go to the beach, the beach, the beach. Oh, no, because the sand, she make me itch. I leave it up to you. You make the decision, I will string along. What a sticky old creep. Now that you say it, that you leave it up to me, how happy I would be to stay it up with thee. And then maybe you will let me sit upon your knee and make a bit, a little bit of love, love. I see no good reason to go painting up the town and chasing all around. It kind of gets me down. I'd much prefer to stay right here where we can be alone and make a bit, a little bit of love.
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 Love. Hey, no park, no beach, no drinks, just love, babe. Well, you talked me into it. Now don't you try to get out of it. No drinks, no gin, no canasta, dear. This is much faster, dear.
Also, it's cheaper.
I was so dumb, darling, not to see you could stay here and romance with me. And what is more, it is all for free. I'm overwhelmed down to my toes.
Now that we got it settled, dear, well, what are we gonna do?
Well, first, I hold your hand, a mere formality, understand. And now, here goes my arm around your shoulder to keep you warm. A kiss?
No, no, no.
No kiss?
No, no, no.
No kiss? What is this, miss? What the hell is this? I thought you said make love. And now when I do, you say no kiss. Now what do you mean, make love, no kiss? I swear by stars above, you promised me you and I would make some love. Now what do you mean?
I never thought that you would take advantages of me. I'm never wild and free, I'm full of purity. Now you made advances, I'm unhappy as can be. I never did agree to make love.
No,
no,
you didn't.
And now you brute, you've wrecked my self-respect. I should have known there'd be sin to it. You crumbum, you talked me into it. I should have known, I should have known. Come on.
Stronger than women, they say, but I'll prove to you that it's really not that way. All men are weaker, it's easy to see. If you don't believe it, just listen to me. Show me the man that won't, and I'll show you a thousand that will. Show me the man that don't jump at the chance for a thrill. The way that they're doing, why, it's a darn shame. They get into trouble, a woman they'll blame. Show me the man that won't, and I'll show you a thousand that will. Show me a man that won't never cheat. cheat on his wife or his gal. There isn't a man that don't. They double cross their best pal. The way that they boast, you know it's a crime. They're strong in the back and weak in the mind. Show me a man that's not, and I'll show you a thousand eyes. Show me a man that won't, and I'll show you a thousand that will.
To a celebration
down the Ohio.
Oh, we're gonna have a little jamboree
down the Ohio.
Oh, we're gonna play and play and play
down the Ohio.
Oh, we're gonna have a good time this evening
down the Ohio.
Oh, I'm gonna take my violin
down the Ohio.
Oh, I'm gonna play on my little fiddle
down the Ohio.
Oh, I'm gonna swing my fiddling bow
down the Ohio.
Oh, I'm gonna play that thing you know
down the Ohio.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna take my guitar
down the Ohio.
Oh, I'm gonna play on my guitar
down the Ohio.
Oh, I'm gonna really play that thing
down the Ohio.
Oh, I'm gonna knock off a dozen strings
down the Ohio.
Yeah, pick it out, Deerwood, pick it out.
Piano, 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 piano. I'm gonna tickle those ivory keys. Oh, skitty bitty, wet and woe. Oh, beat it out, Freddy boy. Now I'm gonna play my banjo. My golden banjo. Oh, I'm gonna really play that thing. Oh, you're gonna hear my banjo ring.
Play it, rattlesnake, play it, boy.
I'm gonna play on my steel guitar. Oh, I'm gonna play my steel guitar. Hitch my wagon to a star. I'm going to town on my steel guitar. Oh, Bobby. We're going to a celebration. Oh, we're going to have a little jamboree. Oh, we're going to swing, swing, swing. Play on my guitar, banjo, fiddle, bass, fiddle, piano.
Man walk be the best, because man walked on the moon and the whole world confessed.
Exactly like you own the place. You know if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime, because your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You quoting figures and dropping names, you telling stories and playing games, you over laughing when things ain't funny, trying to sound like you don't need money. If talk was criminal, you'd be life a crime, because your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Short, talk is cheap, don't be making promises that you can't keep. You don't like this little song I'm singing, just grinning back. All I can say is if the shoe fits wet, and if you must keep talking, please try to make it rhyme, because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime.
I ain't looking to compete with you, beat or cheat, or mistreat you, simplify you, classify you, deny, defy or crucify you. All I really want to do is, baby, be friends with you. No, I ain't looking to fight with you, frighten you or tighten you, drag you down or bring you down, chain you down or bring you down. All I really want to do is, baby, be friends with you. I don't want to straight face you, race or chase you, track or trace you, or disgrace you, or displace you, or define you, or confine you. All I really want to do, baby, be friends with you. No, I don't want to meet your kin, make you spin, or do you in, or select you, or dissect you, or inspect you, or reject you. All I really want to do is maybe be friends with you. I don't want to fake you out, take or shake or forsake you out. I ain't looking for you to feel like me, see like me, or be like me. All I really want to do is maybe be friends with you.
Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. With his wife and five children and his cabin falling down. You looked for work and money and you walked a ragged mile. You looked for work and money and you walked a ragged mile. Your children are so hungry that they don't know how to smile. There's bed bugs on your baby's bed, there's chinches on your wife. There's bed bugs on your baby's bed, there's chinches on your wife. Gangrene snuck in your side, it's a cutting you like a knife. Your baby's eyes look crazy, they're tugging at your sleeve. Your baby's eyes look crazy, they're tugging at your sleeve. You walk the floor and wonder why with every breath you breathe. The rats have got your flower, bad blood have got your mare. The rats had got your flower, a bad blood had got your mare. If there's anyone that knows, is there anyone that cares? He prayed to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. He prayed to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. You ain't got no money, boy, you ain't got no friend. Your baby's eyes are crying loud, that's pounding on your brain. Your baby's are crying louder now, it's a pounding on your brain. Your wife's screams are stabbing like the dirty driving rain. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. You spent your last long dollar on seven shotgun shells. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls. Your eyes fix on the shotgun that's hanging on the wall. Your brain is a-bleeding and your legs can't seem to stand. Your brain is a-bleeding and your legs can't seem to stand. your eyes fix on the shotgun that you're holding in your hand. There's seven breezes a-blowing all around the cabin door. There's seven breezes a-blowing all around the cabin door. Seven shots sing out like the ocean's pound and roar. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. Somewhere in the distance there's seven new people born.
Everybody sing along with this. You all know it. Okay. All right, let me get the printout from the randomizer. That's what it prefers to be called. It sent me a little note. Say, I'm not a randomizer. Anybody can be a randomizer. I am the randomizer. Okay. Whatever you say. All right, here it comes now. All right. Oh, that's who that was. Okay. Started off with Spike Milligan. I thought he sounded familiar. That was the Sewers of the Strand. Spike was one of three goons. Of course, there's goons everywhere you look these days, but back then there were only three. Spike Milligan, Harry Secombe, and, of course, Peter Sellers. And someday, I would like to do an entire show of just the goons. But the thing about the goons is that all their stuff is like an hour long. So, and it's also very British. After that, the El Capitan Love March duet from Orson Bean. And Orson Bean, you remember Orson from, I guess, probably What's My Line or To Tell the Truth, something like that. He was one of those professional quiz show people. After that, Show Me Man Who Won't. That was the Sweet Violet Boys. Vocal, I believe, was by Jenny Lou Carson, who was also known as Lucille Lee. Sweet Violet Boys were better known under their real name, the Prairie Ramblers. They also were known as the Sweet Violet Boys, all right? After that, Milton Brown and his musical Brownies, down on the Ohio. Milton Brown was all set to take over the Western Swing crown from Bob Wills when he lost his head in a car crash, quite literally. He was decapitated in a car crash and put an end to a very promising career. We might be singing his praises instead of Bob Wills today. Abner J. After that, Man Walked on the Moon. Mose Allison, Your Mind is on Vacation. Now that Memorial Day is gone, you can do that. It's vacation season. And then two, kind of for the birthday boy, Mr. Bobby Dylan. We heard from Sebastian Cabot, Mangling All I Really Want to Do, and an outtake from Bobby himself, The Ballad of Hollis Brown. Happy birthday, Bobby. I'll be back with some more from the Randomizer.
Is that you? Who are you? I don't know you. Please, put me down. I don't want to go with you. Stephen, help me!
Me too. She's got new attitude. such a clown. Society's toy. This is Tanya.
You're so sweet and innocent, but Stevie, you're naive. Yes, my friends have changed me. They have made
they can't make a lady out of me. No, they can't make a lady out of me. I don't know the reason why, but no matter how they try, oh, they can't make a lady out of me. When I was just a girlie, my mother said to me, soon you will be a lady, you just wait and see. They sent me to a finishing school to learn some etiquette. I'm finished with the finishing school and I ain't learned nothing yet. Oh, they can't make a lady out of me. No, they can't make a lady out of me. I don't know the reason why, but no matter how they try, oh, they can't make a lady out of me. They took me to a concert and right in front of me, there sat a heavy gentleman, as bald as he could be, who cared about the concert. I had other plans instead. I took my program, took good aim, and hit him on the head. Oh, they can't make a lady out of me. No, they can't make a lady out of me. I don't know the reason why, but no matter how they try, oh, they can't make a lady out of me. I met a nice young fellow at a party where I went. They started playing post office. I picked this handsome gent. Now when it comes to petting, Ma is terribly opposed. But could I help it if I stay till after the office closed? Oh, they can't make a lady out of me. No, they can't make a lady out of me. I don't know the reason why, but no matter how they try, oh, they can't make a lady out of me. I guess I'm just a girlie who will never do things right. I just insult the neighbors when I try to be polite. I never learn from city folks, but they sure learn from me. They'll never be the same again, but it's still plain to see that they can't make a lady out of me. No, they can't make a lady out of me. But I get a lot of fun doing things that aren't done. Oh, they can't make a lady, at least not till I'm 80. They can't make a lady out of me.
I was at a party, minding my own business. There was a girl there, hey, she really looked a mess. She walked up to me, looking pretty rough. She said, let's dance, and I said, alright, cause I didn't wanna get beat up. Ever since that party, she's been at my door every day. I told she's nuts, and I hate her guts, but she just won't stay away. When I see her coming, but they probably made her leave. Just won't stay away. When I see her coming, I always try to hide. Every time she knocks at my door, I just pretend that I'm out of sight. I always try to stay away from Janet. Well, I know she's got some up her sleeve. Think she's from another planet, but they probably made her leave. Yeah. Stay away from me. I hate you, 'cause can't you see?
Gonna take a trip on an astral plane. I got into a chick, her name's Shirley MacLaine. She said we all made the same on planet Earth before. Now I can go and love you forevermore. Everything will be alright. We'll be dancing tonight, tonight. Tonight's the night to be bright. Dancing in the light tonight, tonight, tonight will be bright. We'll be dancing in the light tonight. Stop the day that I'm moving around. Moving, moving on the astral plane. Get it, Shirley MacLaine. You heard about the new age. Now it's all the rage. And some people that I know got an iron flu right in their head. Dig somebody you think is great. You might have dug it back in 1448. Hey, that's the name of the game. Get him, Shirley MacLaine. Get him. Get him. Hey, you wanna dig a sound? Ruby Jones. Everybody singing. Om, om, om. Lighten up, kick back, don't be late. Get it to Shirley MacLaine. I dig what I'm saying. It's all in the plan. When you don't have nobody else, you always got your higher self. Yeah. Like when you're flying high and hit the top. Don't fall off the mountain when it gets too hot. Play it cool like a glass of champagne. I get it to Shirley MacLaine. Yeah. Branches are failing way out on the limb. But if you're looking for a street, that's where the fruit is always sweet. Yeah. You better come on along, me and my dear. Get all hammer ball and get there for me. It's a fantastic trip. I'm the Isotope Junction trip. Now I ain't gonna try to explain or even name the name of the thing. I'm not ever gonna be the same since I got him to Shirley MacLaine. Yeah.
and your tongue freezes to the back of a speeding bus. Fill that void in your pathetic life by playing whack-a-mole 17 hours a day. Try to avoid any Virgos or Leos with the Ebola virus. You are the true lord of the dance, no matter what those idiots at work say. The look on your face will be priceless when you find that 40-pound watermelon in your colon. Trade toothbrushes with an albino dwarf, then give a hickey to Meryl Streep. You will never find true happiness. What you gonna do? Cry about it. The stars predict tomorrow you'll wake up to a bunch of stuff and then go back to sleep. That's your horoscope for today. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's your horoscope for today. Your birthday party will be ruined once again by your explosive flatulence. Your love life will run into trouble when your fiancé hurls a javelin through your chest. The position of Jupiter says that you should spend the rest of the week face down in the mud. Try not to shove a roll of duct tape up your nose while taking your driver's test. Now is not a good time to photocopy your butt and staple it to your boss's face. Oh no, eat a bucket of tuna flavored pudding and wash it down with a gallon of strawberry quick.
Virgo!
All Virgos are extremely friendly and intelligent, except for you. Expect a big surprise today when you wind up with your head impaled upon a stick. That's your horoscope for today. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's your horoscope for today. That's your horoscope for today. That's your horoscope for today. Now you may find it inconceivable or at the very least a bit unlikely that the relative position of the planets and the stars could have a special deep significance or meaning that exclusively applies to only you. But let me give you my assurance that these forecasts and predictions are all based on solid scientific documented evidence. So you would have to be some kind of moron not to realize that every single one of them is absolutely true. Where was I? A big promotion is just around the corner for someone much more talented than you. Laughter is the very best medicine. Remember that when your appendix bursts next week.
Scorpio.
Get ready for an unexpected trip when you fall screaming from an open window. Work a little bit harder on improving your low self-esteem, you stupid freak.
Sagittarius.
All your friends are laughing behind your back.
Kill them.
Take down all those naked pictures of Ernest Borgnine you've got hanging in your den.
Capricorn.
The stars say that you're an exciting and wonderful person, but you know they're lying. If I were you, I'd lock my doors and windows and never, 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 never leave my house again. That's your horoscope for today. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's your horoscope for today. That's your horoscope for today. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's your horoscope for today. That's your horoscope for today. That's your horoscope for today. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's your horoscope for today.
Sad as one another had come to pass. Tell me a story now, you don't have to whisper it. Don't have to punch me with the words. Spare me the collection plate, please. If you would.
Money is under severe investigation.
No doubt it has caused you great questioning, too. My dear friend, no need to squander the rations. Pass the beverage, please. Thank you for being big like a statue, but not with an ego like Vegas. Thank you.
story now. Please.
My eyes are weary, though my heart and mind are strong. No need to make that long drive home either. There's plenty of room here for you. I never meant in any way to hurt your feelings regarding those people out there. I was mistaken. I was mistaken. It was you all along. It was in my thoughts. Nighttime from above you came. If I had as sad as one another had come to pass, tell me the story now, you don't have to whisper it. Don't have to punch me with the words, spare me the collection plate, please, if you would.
Money is under severe investigation. No doubt it has caused you great questioning too, my dear friend. No need to squander the rations, pass the beverage, please.
Thank you for being big like a statue, but not with an ego like Vegas. Read me that bedroom story now, please. My eyes are weary, though my heart and mind are strong. No need to make that long drive home either. There's plenty of room here for you. I never meant in any way to hurt your feelings regarding those people out there. I was mistaken. It was you all along. It was in my thoughts.
Forever, babe. Forever.
I'm speaking to you now at the time of recording from a little village in Ireland where I am about to record the music of Mr. Patrick O'Shaughnessy and his Cayley band. What is the name of the song you are going to record for us?
Well, it's called, sir, The Rattlin' Boy from Dublin Town. It's based on a famous poem by William McGonagall, Poet and Tragedian.
Well, all your boys are ready to give us this?
Yes, sir, I think we are already. I'll just check up on that. Just a sec.
All right, sir.
Yes, I'm all right.
All right, then.
I'm
all
right, lads. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's lovely, lads, that's lovely. Let it play from your hearts, lads. That's right. That's how I love to hear it, lads. That's how I love to hear it. Pass the bottle, Paddy, will you? That's a drop of the hard stuff.
I'll have a drop of the bottle too, please. John, give me the bottle, will you?
Right.
All right. I say that sounds like a bum note you was playing there, John.
Don't tell me whether I'm playing a bum note or not. I won't take that talk from anyone, you. Take that, you. Don't tell me where I am. I'll give you a chunk.
To think about it, stupid idiot. I won't take that talk from nobody. Take that, you swine.
Oh! Give it, please, with my paper recorder. You're ruining the tape, the plot.
Mind my half, will you? Mind my half. I'll never get to heaven, no.
I won't have that talk from none of you, lad. I tell you.
Now look here, lads. Please, lads, the recording. The recording, lads.
Thank you.
Tempo, tempo, guys. Jesus. All right. Well, you have the randomator to thank for all this today. We started that set with Sue Lloyd and Will O'Donnell. That was, of course, The Ballad of Patty Hearst. Sounded like it came from one of those low-budget plays that they made a record of to try and recoup their losses. I don't know. Ballad of Patty Hearst. Jeanette Davis, They Can't Make a Lady Out of Me. Followed by The Pigs and Stay Away from Janet. Followed by the Joe Silvertrust Quintet, featuring a vocal by Harry the Hipster Gibson. Get Hip to Shirley MacLaine. Weird Al himself, your horoscope for today. Jim Shepherd, Nighttime, and Peter Sellers. So maybe there's something to this randomization after all, that nothing's really random. You had Harry, you had Spike Milligan before Peter Sellers now. That was the drop of the hard stuff. And I don't know if that came from the Goons or what. I think it did. But I don't know. So that'll do it for me today, for this week. We do have a mystery tune for you. I don't know what it is. It's not up to me. So good luck with that. We'll see you next week. We'll have some other sort of thing. I'm putting the randomator to sleep for a week or two, a couple of weeks. And I'll be back with some sensible stuff for you next week. In the meantime, it is now summer, so you want to stay cool at all times. Break out those shorts, and girls, break out those bikinis and high heels. And I will thank you. In the meantime, have a good one, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Over here. This way. That's it. You've made it.
WFMU.
What's that?
I don't know.